you for the pause to turn the tape.
Now you're going to have to be clever about it. You think you can have a Bogart's rally over here in this park next Wednesday or Thursday? They'll carry you away as subversives. So you have to plan better than that. You have to start your 1996 campaign next Wednesday. Bogart's for president. They can't stop you from buying your Christmas presents early. I don't see why you can't start campaigning for 1996 next Wednesday. And it gets a little harder to keep him off the air, doesn't it? Because you see, all they're interested in is keeping everybody off the air and all information off the screen until next Wednesday. And yet you see, if you make one iota of motion to change it before 1996, that is subversive, especially if you suggest doing it through force of any kind. So you have to be very careful what you do. But you don't let the name of the man die. You don't let the thought or the patriotism die. Because nothing will have changed by a vote that is already set and fixed. And literally, they're having a bit of nervousness because of Perot. And if you listen to Perot very carefully, which I would hope that you do, because you need to be informed. And even if all of it is not the truth, he is the least likely of any of them to be lying to you. And they still want to go with plan number one. The preference is not to have to destroy California. All the states along the New Madrid. But they'll do it if they need to do it. And your ones have done something in the last 2 days that it was such a no-no with your new toys that you will rule the day. And you can mark my words, read her lips. You blasted Russia at the Georgian border. You created a major earthquake just to show you could do it. It was very, very stupid. Let's just see how that one unfolds. At any rate, you are in this window of vulnerability where these politicians will be giving you truth, giving you lies, uncovering bits and pieces, and you don't have any way to prove it. It is exactly like the situation with Greitz. His group went to every major network to pay for airtime. And everyone said no. Well, you can't do that. Oh, can't we? On what basis do you do that? Well, you're not listed in 50 states and this, that, and the other with great big grin. That is unconstitutional. So take it to court. How far do you think you would get in your judicial system before next Tuesday? There is the major tentacle of the beast. Information resources completely controlled. But citizens are beginning to wake up. They haven't even dropped the biggest shoes on either Bush or Clinton. But they keep dancing around it, you see. Here's the CIA. What is Mr. Gates think he's doing, going to visit Russia? First head of the CIA to ever do that. And isn't it interesting that when Mr. Sessions, who was prior head of the CIA, suggested that there were just a few little secrets being kept by Mr. Gates' CIA, that suddenly they are now accusing Mr. Sessions of having ripped off the government. It is a nasty time. A nasty time. And it's going to be a week of getting nastier. And it's no accident, no coincidence, that nobody had ever heard of this cute little sphere they just put up. And suddenly it's up there, supposedly. Well, it's far enough up there that they've already done a few trial damage runs. So it's up there. And you've got your shuttle running around in a much lower orbit, in sync with it, so it can blast or do whatever. Hopefully under the protection of it. Always anymore, this is going to be a hard one to swallow. Whatever they put up so that if it is destroyed, even by a particle beam, a light beam, it can drop radiation. So there's always a standoff anymore. It isn't as simple as a cosmosphere just taking it out. It's hard to cleanse it. Hard to clean it up. So 1993 is going to be a much stronger year even than 92. 92 was the year that it was really, really to begin to come down hard. Because you have to understand that the plan said that the new world, one world order, would literally come into being in its fullness in 1992-93. It would be finished and operational totally with depopulation by the year 2000. And now you're finding full new definitions of AIDS causes. New viruses, similar viruses. Well, of course. All you have to do is restructure according to DNA. And it will react with the virus carrying the prior DNA. And it will mutate once again every time with every individual according to the DNA cellular structure, which is as identifiable as your fingerprint. You're never going to find two alike. That's what makes you unique, is this blueprint that is you. So you have situations where you can introduce through a form, let us say, that they did in inoculations. And I was just asked something by Wes Miller, who is in Gallup, New Mexico. He sent me a list of questions that I think you'll want. He's going to put them on the air. He's going to call. We'll have a radio. And I'll save those. But one of his questions is, why are they inoculating all of the Lakota Sioux children? Well, you guess. Why would they start with the Lakota Sioux? Well, they're going to start with the Lakota Sioux because of ones like Little Crow. Because the ancient wisdom keepers, the highest of the ancient elders, come through the Sioux, the Lakota Sioux. It doesn't make them any better than the Aborigines in Australia or the Aboriginal people anywhere. It's just once again the time where the focus is placed. And it's so sad anyway, because these native children have the highest rate of suicide. They don't fit in any world. They certainly don't fit in your world of white or black or yellow or purple. God does not measure people by color any more than he measures a bird by its plumage. And it's unfair. But God didn't do it. It's unfair. But God is just. And the entire practice of man is to be unfair and to move away from justice. And you cannot make love between races. You can only make deeper wounds and hate the way you go about it. You cannot force anything. And once you know the mechanism, not of creation, but how you came to this planet, different segments, you're going to be incensed. Talk about unfairness. And then basically forced integration, which does not really improve anything. It just takes everything out of its proper sequence. And then one group will get up in front of another and say, well, I am the superior one. No one is superior to another. Everyone is simply in its own sequence of evolvement. And when you try to break that evolving stream of growth, you will always have chaos. And you cannot measure evolvement by color, a race, or a creed. Because there will always be the ones who do not fit the mold any more than you can say everybody who is a Scorpio is identical. Born in October, November. Use your tools. And then use your souls to discern and judge. Because your consciousness is not going to be very good at either. And your soul, if it's grown properly, will not judge the being or the man, but will always discern and give and be loving, and will always judge the action according to the Godness given to you. Well, Hatton's turned into a preacher, after all. Oh, Chilas. We sit here on the edge of the abyss. What's beyond there? What's in the depth of that ocean? Well, wondrous cities beyond your dreams. What's out there beyond that cliff, if we can scale it? Infinity. Other wondrous cities. Wings. Is truth so hard to take? You don't have to take it. My truth, your truth. Do you realize that everything is truth and valid according to its projection? But once again, you've been given the wrong definition of truth. So if you want the truth of a situation, it can be as black as the ace of spades, as you would classify into total evil darkness. Or it can be into the total light of goodness and still be truth. So we have to manifest the clarity of thought enough to realize what truth we're talking about. And when I say I bring truth, in this awakening time, I fully intend to bring to the very best of my ability the truth of who you are, what you are, and what you have to look forward to. In the truth of revealing where you are, so that you can awaken and begin to accept clearly from here on, I have to tell you the truth of what has been covered from you. The involvement in a human way and in a spiritual buryment of what has been. Walter Russell was given the gift. He was not the first, but he tried again to give it to you. What is light? What is God? God is a projection of this light in thought and action, in the duality of manifestation. And because it was truth, the conspirators latched onto that institute and sent their tool, that servant, in the form of beauty to undo him, and they could get their tentacles in. And once again, if we are so unworthy of note, as some will tell you, and worth turning away from, and that ours is a projection of lies, then you tell me why they will set aside $215 million to legally put the word down, to continue to hide that. Not even the adversary puts that much money into anything unless he means to squelch it. Is that my problem? Well, for once, no. It irritates Germaine a little more. But you see, here's what they don't seem to understand. It doesn't require Dharma. It doesn't require Walter Russell. And they cannot get rid of Germaine. And when they get rid of Germaine, if they could, there's always me. I understand it well enough that I think I could struggle through it if I had to. So there will always be these things. So what is their game? Their game is to make it so expensive, because that's the only tool they really know can control the whole of humanity, and that is money. They use the term gold. And they have bought the judicial system. You who have thought it fun to belong to the Masons at the local lodge and go on shrine conventions and do good in the crippled children's hospitals, I want you to go back in your mind to your initiations. And after you read what I've written yesterday and today, I want any Mason to come to me and tell me straight to my face, you lie. It isn't apt to happen, is it? Isn't apt to happen. Well, let's talk about Masons a minute. There's first degree, second degree, third degree, etc. And you learn and you work up. And this is nice. Your brother comes and says, hey, why don't you come on down to the lodge? We have a lot of fun. Well, maybe after you get in there and you get a little bit of this ritual coming back to you and now you're going to get through your first initiation, you probably snicker and say, oh, come off it, brother. You know, that it was one thing to do our funny little handshake and so forth, but this is getting a little absurd. Oh, never mind. This is, you know, it's like the Boy Scouts. We have to do these things to be one of the group. Well, I think not. So far it's fun. The brotherhood is fun. The projection of goodness is fun. And there probably are not a group of people on the face of the earth who have done more good, especially for children, than the Shriners of the Masonic Order of Freemasonry. But those initiation rituals to get to there, those are oaths. Those are blood oaths. And the game stops being the game when you cross over into the 33rd degree. That's serious time. And who gets to be 33rd degree Masons? Presidents of nations? Kings? Judges? Federal judges?
It's an honorary degree.
And you have to, in this country, you have to go to Washington to receive that degree, that honor. So I'm not putting down your toys. It's just that you have to know what you're doing. I am not sent here to destroy the Masons. But I am sent here to tell you the truth about them and unveil the secrets. God is not secret. Everything in the realm of God is wide open. Suspect anything that is done in secret and in the darkness, blindfolded and hoodwinked. Yes, but we don't know all there is about God. You will if you read, just as fast as we can tell you. It's only a mystery. It is mystical. There is nothing mystical about it. It's explainable. It's understandable. It's real. You're moving out of the illusion into the reality. And that's what you don't want to do. You don't want to move into the reality of the truth. You like playing because you've been scared. It's like Halloween night. You've been scared and it's exciting and you don't really know. And because you cannot see beyond the veil, the adversary has told you how it is. And you've listened. So you don't know anything about it. So you're afraid.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I have to go back.
No.
Well, are we going to know or what?
Well, we're going to let him ask a question. He has to turn the bottom one.
Okay.
Yeah. On the bottom?
Is everybody with us?
This is really a part of my expertise. Well, anyway, Commander, I'm referring again to a food grade hydrogen peroxide.
Was I speaking of hydrogen peroxide?
No.
Oh, all right. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, my question is there some kind of alternative reformulation of hydrogen peroxide which can more or less be used?
An alternative form?
Reformulation. Or is there some kind of a formulation for hydrogen peroxide with water which can be used as treatment for AIDS? I was reading the material that I got from the bookstore about this food-grade hydrogen peroxide which can somehow mitigate some ill effects of virus in the water.
Turn off your machine and we'll talk about it. The last thing that is ever going to happen out of this room is that we claim to be physicians, practice medicine, practice law, practice subversion, practice politics, practice anything. We're here for information. Now, you've just asked me a question. Are there uses? Yes. Incredibly good uses. Will it cure? Who knows? Far be it from me to say it will. And it should be very, very far from every one of you to say it will. Because the moment that you say it will, you have just become an active enemy against the elite cartel, and you will be stopped. And whatever you have will be confiscated. So we have to talk in tiptoe versions of the dance. Somebody give me the formula, the equation. Formula is good for hydrogen peroxide.
H2O2. H2O3.
Two. But it does make in its separation O3, doesn't it? It has that capability. So you have a substance that can do many, many things depending on how it is utilized. It can purify. It can enhance. It can oxygenate. It can corrupt and destroy viruses, especially crystalline man-made viruses, which is about all you are now faced with having to contend. Now, do you think that the elite who've gone to all this bother to try and kill you, are they going to be happy to hear that you can take a little hydrogen peroxide and everybody's going to live happily ever after? So they make it very difficult, both for you to get it in the proper strengths, utilize it properly, and all you have to do to check out validity of a product is to see what they've done with it prior to now. And if you have any friends who have been into holistic medicine or practice from their offices, even physicians who teach nutrition and would have supplements and have been raided by the government, the first thing confiscated is hydrogen peroxide. So, it must be good for something. Well, Well, one thing. One reason they didn't like Linus Pauling was because he pushed vitamin C. And you could walk a terminal cancer patient back into health. But no doctors would ever try this, understand. But you can get injectable vitamin C also. Not only was he relieving symptoms, but he was getting remissions. Toward terminal cancer, when the pain would be great, he was able to inject massive dosages of vitamin C and get results. An easing off of the symptoms, a relief of the pain. I wonder what it does. It releases hydrogen peroxide. So there must be something good about it. I would honor Wendell Hoffman, who just shared something with me. I'm not going to tell you what he's done. I'm going to tell you that it is incredible. He has introduced with an algae one or two other things, and it started growing. And all I got was a little note. Is this valid? Oh God, what am I going to do with it now? Well, we'll get around to what we'll do with it. But when the need arises and the time is right, the teacher and the student can work together and the things will be provided. Now, he did ask something else. He created another thing, and he, in the practice of parapsychology, what you would call, what is it when you do distant work on a thing?
Radionics?
Well, there's something, trans something, but well, let's say transradionics, that's good enough. That gives you an idea beyond Mr. Webster's what I'm talking about. So yes, we are talking about radionics, but it also is trans. It's cross. It's a cross and beyond. And he has created this, and he took the world, if you will, and he spread it out on the table. And he put this stuff all over it. And now he wanted me to tell him if it had done what he wanted it to do, which was literally cleanse AIDS, and, you know, he listed several. And I have to give him the same generalized answer that was the question. Yes and no. He wanted to know if it was effective. And I say yes and no. For ones who would ordinarily be high enough in energy, intent, to even understand that pulse when it hit, yes, it could be very effective. But for the disbeliever, in any instance, the truth of it—that wave of energy or that frequency hits, and it is deflected. These things can work from a distance. And this is why you don't ever undersell something like voodoo. This is getting into conversations that I don't even like to talk about because they're so easily misunderstood. But there's an energy buildup. And it's the energy, not a little doll. And when you have ones who know the power behind that energy and know their capability of projecting it, you've got damaging weapons. So I would have to tell Wendell that yes, we have an incredibly important birth here. And we also have something that could be utilized but would not be widespread in its acceptance. So not to be disappointed, you ones who both understand what you're doing in these instances and know the power of that energy being sent out, radiating as a matter of fact. The receivers could take that And you know, if you did that on Benny Hinn's program, you would call it faith healing. And they'd poo-poo that. But then they poo-poo Benny Hinn, too. But I want to tell you something else. He does it in the name of God. And he does it with full intent and never with his own power. And he's fun to watch. Because what happens in his hands is a gift of God trying to show you people what is possible here. So we have the hydrogen peroxide. Use it in good health. Because, yes, it does have the potential capability of killing viruses. And if you just happen to have a HIV virus, maybe it would get it. Certainly, you would feel better because of the oxygenating cellular enhancement. You will not be so susceptible to the side diseases that kill you. If you can kill that one virus that would attack you, then you can't get sick. You won't get sick. Once the virus is there, embedded into that cell, yes, there are component parts of hydrogen peroxide that, broken away, entering the cell, will also disrupt a virus and render it useless, helpless. It just corrupts it. It erupts it. She's not going to give me the word. It explodes it, separates it. It's very hard for it to reassemble in the presence. If you use the three things that you've been given together, you're getting them from various and sundry places, but basically what you're doing is introducing a different DNA. Hydrogen peroxide also has the capability of moving within cells and mixing its structure, its bullet structure, if you will, its own DNA structure. It will combine. And when you combine it with the chondriana, and then you introduce that into an algae or a young, simple-celled entity like an algae, as in chlorella. And all that can take place within the body. You don't have to mix it there at the table. In fact, you're going to get a foamy mess of... You don't do that. because you can produce the equivalent of cyanide. Don't do that. Don't start doing that. The body is the best chemist you will ever find. Introduce into it. Your mind knows what to do with it. Always pray. Allow me to function in my perfection, that which I consciously do not know. But body, you know. You are born to know. Come into perfection. And it'll do it for you. Will you wipe out AIDS with it? No. Because you're not intended to wipe out anything. The adversary intends to wipe out you. But we're going to get a remnant through. And the more, the better. So what we say about hydrogen peroxide, crystal life, whatever, no, it won't cure anything. It makes you substantially healthier. And then if there's anything to be cured, you can do it. You'll have to do it. Even with medicines, even with any substance, it does not cure anything. Your higher you will have to do it. I've beat that one. Anybody else want to ask about anything? We need to talk about these things. We need to talk about the things that you wonder about when you leave here. Whether it's to pick at Hatton, to quarrel with each other, debate. You see, debates are good. But debates, you have to remember something about a debate and an argument and fact versus opinion. We could debate over anything you want. But if there is a fact involved, you see, it's a foolish thing. You can debate philosophy. You cannot debate whether or not that equipment is sitting on the table. We can have a great, fun game over it isn't there, because it isn't. And we could just be here until in the wee hours of tomorrow morning talking about that one subject, that equipment that appears to be there to you is not there. But then neither are you to look at it. This wonderful thing you call an eye that sees. You don't know anything about it. It's there in your head, and you're irritated if you can't read something. You use it, for goodness sakes, like Dharma for 62 years, and you're really cross with it because you have to go put on some eyes to see, some magnifiers. That one little organ is the most magnificent thing you could ever imagine. It does billions of calculations every second, every moment. So we can debate and debate and debate. And we can have opinions after opinions, and maybe after a good debate I could convince you. But this is what we do. We visit here, and we have our perceptions. And we measure everything that I say in here against whatever perceptions you already have. And that's the only way that you ever arrive at understanding. I understand that. And how better to discuss those things that come up as these major confrontations later than just to bring them up right here. And I can tell you why I have perceived something, and maybe you've missed it. Or you can tell me why you object to my presentation, and I can explain to you as best I can that I have to look at the overall. And that particular thing was not aimed at you. But always know that if you have accepted it within, it probably was. You needed to look at it at least, or it would not have even crossed your mind that I could have meant that or meant you. We have a great influx of speakers and pretenders, and yet we have a great influx of real guides. But you have to remember something in this location. Those guides will not cross me. How can I be so sure? Because we are the hosts of God come back to lead a planet full of people home to God. It is too important to argue. Everybody can continue to test me. I welcome your testing. I do not welcome your beating my scribe. And you see, how do you know the difference? When you do not come to the source, when you do not come to me, then I know that there's something wrong in that woodpile. Well, I would come to you, but Dorma's so busy. I didn't say go to Dorma. I said come to me. If you do not believe me enough to believe that I can respond to you, then you don't believe me. Period. And yet I understand the need for the human touch, the human voice, the human confirmation. Dorma needs it as bad as you do. Oftentimes she needs it worse than you do.
Commander, we need to break here.
Thank you for the pause to turn the tape.
Now you're going to have to be clever about it. You think you can have a boat rides rally over here in this park next Wednesday or Thursday? They'll carry you away as subversives. So you have to plan better than that. You have to start your 1996 campaign next Wednesday. Boat rides for president. They can't stop you from buying your Christmas presents early. I don't see why you can't start campaigning for 1996 next Wednesday. And it gets a little harder to keep him off the air, doesn't it? Because you see, all they're interested in is keeping everybody off the air and all information off the screen. Until next Wednesday. And yet you see, if you make one iota of motion to change it before 1996, that is subversive, especially if you suggest doing it through force of any kind. So you have to be very careful what you do. But you don't let the name of the man die. You don't let the thought or the patriotism die, because nothing will have changed by a vote that is already set and fixed. And literally, they're having a bit of nervousness because of Perot. And if you listen to Perot very carefully, which I would hope that you do, because you need to be informed. And even if all of it is not the truth, he is the least likely of any of them to be lying to you. And they still want to go with plan number one. The preference is not to have to destroy California, all the states along the New Madrid. But they'll do it if they need to do it. And your ones have done something in the last 2 days that it was such a no-no with your new toys that you will rue the day. And you can mark my words, read her lips. You blasted Russia at the Georgian border. You created a major earthquake just to show you could do it. It was very, very stupid. Let's just